The University Tower chimes, bringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, Professor Dave Chow, what's going on?
Nothing much, just another day, just eating tamales.
Apparently, wow, you're filling our heads with all sorts of intrigue and...
And you didn't bring us anything.
I'm sorry, I ate my half pound, yeah. We finished them all.
50 pounds of tamales?
50 pounds of tamales. I think about a dozen. So
Oh my gosh, that is a lot of tamales.
I mean, half pound.
That's a lot of corn husks.
It's a lot. I mean,
yeah, don't eat the corn husks.
Corn husks weigh a lot, apparently.
Oh, no, I mean, they literally gave them to us in big, thick plastic bags.
Wow. I love it. Oh. I love it.
It was good.
It's one of my favorite things in the whole
world. We've eaten well.
You like the sweet ones, or do you like the...
Here are the flavors.
Standard pork is where I go.
Yeah, standard pork.
I'm not making an order.
Okay,
whenever
right.
you can get your hands on them, I'll make it worth your while.
I just wanted the look on your face. It was the most fallen crust I'd ever seen you.
Geez. Hey, I just let them sit for one day, and then I ate them the next.
Remember we were joking you were at 12:01, you know, stewing over them, just waiting for the clock?
And don't forget, technically, Sundays aren't part of Lent, so you can do whatever you
That's
want.
That's right.
Jim Tubbs chuckled.
Well, no, what it reminded me, I mean, this discussion of Lent reminded me, we had a former dean of our nursing school here who actually told me that she was also a devout Catholic. She would buy chocolate bunnies and chocolate crosses and stuff and put them on her dresser so she could see them all during Lent, but she did not eat any chocolate all during Lent. Then after she went to the Easter vigil service and came home about like 1 in the morning, she'd sit on the floor and eat all of it. And I'm wondering how that didn't kill her. All that
wow.
theobromine at once.
Wow.
I'm just wondering how sturdy the legs were on the dresser.
It's really a matter of how many or how large these bunnies and
yeah, are we talking life
were.
Size?
I mean, they're hollow usually.
She was a chocoholic, you know, most of the
you
time.
Think?
Yeah,
I got to say, it's kind of a roundabout way to bring it up, but when you actually said bunnies and crosses. Mm-hmm. It had been my entire life since I realized things like that were being, I don't know, molded around this country. My kids got... you know, they weren't crucifixes, but they were crosses with like a lily shape on them made of chocolate for Easter last year. And I'm like, these are real, huh? Like,
yes,
oh, that's
yes.
interesting.
I didn't encounter them in stores until I moved here.
Right, right. No, true. I don't know what to say about that. Continuing around the table, Professor Stephanie Conan is here.
Hello.
We're glad to have you.
Thanks.
Not teaching on Fridays this term?
I do, but I'm done earlier.
Okay.
I don't
Got
have
it.
The seminar this course in the
four.
Afternoon. Right.
Exactly.
I passed it off.
You inflicted Jacob with that.
Jacob's got it.
I gave him an option. I'm like, you can do this one or this one.
He's got a pretty small group because I talked to him the other
the
week.
The off term usually is.
It's only 14 or 15 mm-hmm. students.
It's great when it's that little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And last, but most certainly not least, Professor Heather Hill Vasquez. She is literally leaning back, basking, smoking a cigar. She's wearing sunglasses. She
all is. In black.
That's right.
The French exactly. Colonel.
Oh. Pull some snaps for you there, Heather.
I think the only time that I have ever smoked a cigar was at a friend's wedding.
Hmm.
And the best man was actually the groom's sister. And so...
Okay.
So we thought it was appropriate that women smoke cigars, too.
Was it horrendous?
It was horrendous. It was horrendous.
Can't even imagine.
And, you know, we'd had some champagne, and that was why we even got into the cigars. But no. It's like 10 cigarettes at once. I mean, it's just not...
I can't figure out why people smoke cigars.
I can't either, you know.
You know, the taste of pipe smoke, it can be good, but I've never tasted
right.
a cigar that was anything I'd want to remember.
I still have 2 cigars from my bachelor party, which I've never smoked.
Probably should toss those now.
But I've just kind of kept them around.
No, they're like mementos, yeah, I understand.
Aged
but
to perfection.
And I remember they're actually Cuban cigars, too.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Let's see, what did I hear there? Chocolate shapes? Cigars?
No, not the cigars.
If you stump the panel...
We're still waiting for ocean liners.
Too. Oh, that's true, that's true. You win one of our prizes, like an ATP mug.
Or an ocean liner.
Don't stump the panel. You win a prize like an autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. We got some questions from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. Charlie B has sent us a set of questions called It's All Random. 14 of 17 for a passing grade. If Dan were here, he'd be able to run that fraction.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to call it 14 17ths. Give an animal name. Name of an animal. There's two listed here. That's also a palindrome.
Oh boy, I used to remember this one. Not raccoon, not pangolin.
Taco cat.
Taco cat.
That works, right?
Oh, Ben, that's 100% partial credit. Taco cat, I love it. No, I have a female sheep.
You.
And a very young dog.
Pup.
A pup.
I like taco cat.
Just listen. Taco cat? Taco I'm writing it in. Taco cat. The longest single syllable word in the English language has 9 letters. There are actually several of these. Can you name 2?
Strengths?
Strengths is one of them, yes.
That's a nice job.
What the heck? Totally.
Harumph.
2 syllables.
Not listed.
Darn.
Interestingly, this is kind of freaky when you see the data set. They all start with S. Huh.
Struggeth. Oh, no. come on.
Strengths. You only need one more.
Strengths.
That's the only one I remember.
How many letters? Give us letters.
9 letters.
9 letters.
They're all exactly 9 letters. Let's see.
Taco cat doesn't help.
In the past tense, if I did this, you'd say that that part of the table had been
scratched
is one of them. Schlepped, scrounged, scrunched, stretched, and straights are the
and
other
shemp.
Words.
Oh.
Why do they all start with S? This is a conspiracy.
I don't know.
That is messed up, man. A set of points on a plane which are equidistant from a single point in the middle is called...
Impossible.
Mm-mm.
Bimodal distribution.
Mm-mm. Set of points on a plane which are equidistant from a single point in the middle is called a...
Circle.
Called a circle.
Mm.
It's 100% a circle. But a set of points in a plane for which the sum of the distances of the two focal points is constant is called a...
Rectangle?
Nope.
Square?
Mm-mm.
Semicircle.
Pretty good, but no.
Crescent? Oh.
Wait, say it again.
Yeah,
a set of points in a plane for which the sum of the distances of the two focal points it has, not one focal point, but two
focal points,
is constant. The sum of the distances. I'm surprised.
Oval?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to ellipse is what it's usually called, but it's an oval. Yes, exactly. It's that shape. Let's see. There are 8 phases of the moon. What are they?
Waning, waxing.
Waning and waxing what?
Oh.
How about you start with the first one?
Full moon. New moon.
New moon is to start. Okay.
And full moon.
Yep.
Fingernail.
I'm going to give it to you for waxing crescent.
You don't have to.
We have a waning crescent, yes?
Quarter moon.
We have, well, which quarter?
Oh.
Waxing quarter.
Waxing quarter and waning quarter.
First and last, yes.
And then, of course, full moon.
Of course, but then the only one you're missing here. I'll give it to you because it goes in 2 directions, right?
Wax on, wax off.
Oh, three-quarter moon. A waxing three-quarter moon.
Yeah, the three-quarter is called a gibbous. Is
a gibbous. I never heard of that one.
A waxing and a waning gibbous. Right. What are the 4 sections of a symphony orchestra?
The woodwinds, the brass, the strings,
percussion.
And the percussion.
Nice job. Wow. Uh-oh. Specifically called out here, Stephanie. Name the systems of the human body. I hope Professor Conan agrees.
The digestive system.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 11.
Okay. Integumentary.
Mm-hmm.
Circulatory.
Mm-hmm.
Respiratory.
Mm-hmm.
Reproductive.
Mm-hmm.
Digestive.
Mm-hmm.
Immune.
Excretory, did you do?
Lymphatic. Mm-hmm.
Lymphatic immune, yep.
Yeah.
Excretory? I don't know if that's separate.
It's with digestive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say reproductive?
You did. Yep. You're missing 5.
Respiratory, circulatory?
Circulatory.
Did I say that
You did. You said cardiovascular.
Nervous.
Nervous.
Which we are.
Muscle. Skeletal. Mm-hmm.
Skeletal. The only ones I didn't hear were endocrine. You hit exocrine.
Did you just have to tell me I'm not done yet?
Oh.
Oh.
You're still going. Yeah, stop rushing.
There's one more. Sorry, there's one more.
Cerebral.
Endocrine.
Endocrine was, we did one for you.
I'm missing one more?
Mm-hmm. Sort of sounds like one of our buildings on campus.
Reno.
Yay! Okay. Very good. Sorry, I boffed endocrine.
Besides the immune system.
Okay, well, of course. Name the novel whose 19th chapter is only one sentence, quote, "My mother is a fish," unquote. I've never heard this before. Famous American writer.
Gravity's Rainbow?
Nope. Famous American writer. I mean, if I give you the writer, you might be able to figure it out, but it's Faulkner. It's William Faulkner.
Oh, The Bear?
Mm-mm.
As I Lay Dying.
As I Lay Dying is what it is. So now I got to go read the 19th chapter of that book.
Oh, no.
Wait, I just did.
What is the line again?
My mother is a fish.
See, okay, part of, well, there's an assignment that I give at school where you have to illustrate a chapter in a book.
That's a great one.
That's a good one. That's a mother fish.
One. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
A Piscine mother.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to pull up that book, take a look at chapters. So.
There are two active locks on the Michigan side at Sault Ste. Marie. What are their names?
Left and right. Coming and going.
Wasn't I just talking about the locks?
You were.
Yes,
like last week, 2 weeks ago.
The northern and southern.
Yeah. Eastern and western.
Well, they're named after Peeps.
Hmm. You mean like the little yellow candies for Easter?
No, they're named after people is what I mean.
Oh. I'm sorry, I got a little
One confused. Is named after a famous American Gothic author from Baltimore.
El Dente?
Oh, Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe. Pollock. And the other named after a famous American general.
Amtramck.
MacArthur?
MacArthur. The Pollock and the MacArthur lock.
Excuse me?
The Pollock. It's what it says. I'm just reading the thing. I tell you what, we are going to scrub our mouths out as we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback. The radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and their guests in a special session of unrehearsed questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin Duent. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here, sure. As always.
Sure.
And to his far right, from the Department of History, right. Professor Greg Sumner.
Yeah, do we get, like, door prizes or something?
Is that, like, the radical right? Oh,
yeah. No, not really. He couldn't accuse Greg of being that at all.
Can we turn in our meal ticket for a door prize?
I don't see why not. Okay. Sure. He's back. Kevin Sajak.
The Lazarus of piano players.
The Lazarus of piano players, yes.
Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.
We're glad to have you here. Most of the questions certainly you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. Before we start with our questions from the people out there in Radioland.
I know it's coming.
We have the producer's questions.
Oh, these are always...
Our producer, Melissa Samuel.
Ungrammatical, historical, all the vices. Go ahead.
What is the last name of the architect who designed the General Motors Tech Center? He also did Cranbrook.
Finn.
I'm going to throw in Dulles Airport next.
And he designed the first co-ed dorm at the University of Chicago.
Really?
Well.
Imagine my surprise in the fall of 1959, coming out of the protected atmosphere of Bates College to a place where they were throwing open co-ed dorms.
Wow.
I mean, at Bates, women were signing in and out in those days.
Mm-hmm. Imagine my surprise in 1968 going to Michigan State University and having a roommate who had all his kilos of marijuana mailed to our room in my name so he wouldn't be arrested.
Very thoughtful man.
It was. I was.
It was a man, wasn't it?
Indeed it was.
And we are back. Got some great questions from Charlie B. of Traverse City, Michigan. In what movie did you hear about a hamper for socks and poo-poo undies?
Young Frankenstein.
I can't even say it without laughing. It's so
great. Just sounds like my life.
The Stephanie Conant story, starring Mel Brooks.
Upstairs in my house is what we call that movie.
Upstairs in my house. In what movie would you find this combination of things? Ferrari, a Red Wings jersey, and Charlie Sheen?
Ferris Bueller.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
We've played this game before around the campfire. Have you done this? You throw out three random factoids about a movie and see if people can move it.
Yeah,
I like
guess
it.
What it is.
Who used to send in questions like that?
Somebody from California, I think.
Yeah, well, they would have like three actors or something
sure,
like that. Yeah.
Sure.
in minor roles.
Yeah, right. Very minor. Yeah, right. And but they would never get to the main star, and you're like, John Saxon, who?
Let's see if you can put this one together. Another movie. This movie has a swallow in it, an evil rabbit, and a wooden
Monty
horse.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yes, very well done.
What was the third one?
A wooden horse.
Yes, a wooden horse. A
swallow, African or European?
Oh, no, it says wooden horse. It's I think it's a wooden rabbit.
It's a wooden rabbit. That's why I said.
And remember, which swallow? Is it the African or the...
or the European?
Yeah, and then you'd go tumbling into the abyss.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
And a knight with all his limbs chopped off.
The knights would say, knee.
I can't ever get beyond the obvious humor. So they do that whole show-stopping number, and then Graham Chapman. Let's not go to Camelot.
Did you guys ever see it? I saw the live, was it the musical at the Fisher, which was hilarious. Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it good?
That was good.
All right.
Of course, the chopping of the limbs off was a little funny.
A little different.
None shall pass. I can go all day.
Yeah. In what movie would you find a wood chipper?
Fargo.
Of Paul Bunyan and a shady car salesman. That's Fargo. Yes. Lucky number 13. Enology is the study of...
Wine.
Oh.
Did you say
Enes? Yeah, I don't know why.
Does that start with an O?
It starts with an O. Yeah. Enology. Mm-hmm. Study of wine. Okay. Do you think you could be an enologist, but not also be a sommelier?
Yes.
Yes.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
You could know a lot about it without knowing what to recommend.
Yeah. You guys know we have one.
I get in trouble with people a lot. I'm not the big wine guy. And I'm like, actually, I think this is all garbage and we can just drink whatever we want. People disagree with
me. You know, there's a lady up at the Plum Market on Orchard Lake that is like one of the world-class sommeliers.
Okay.
Yeah, she is like absolutely amazing. Because we had a project a couple years ago where we had to design wine labels and that woman could tell you everything you ever want to know about wine.
Wow.
I did not know that.
She is that good. Hmm. She's absolutely amazing.
But is she going to be helpful in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. I think she can hold her own. We took a field trip up there.
This is the one on Orchard Lake?
Yes.
15 miles?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Took a field trip to the Plum Market?
Yeah.
Well, they also have a See's candy counter where you can pick out which pieces you want.
It's very spiffy there.
Yes, it is. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful store. I was actually telling the students, take a look at the signage. It's all at the proper level for consumers to look at.
Oh, I see.
And the penmanship
is unreal. And the things you can buy to just eat there are wonderful.
And the penmanship. That's such a great line.
I'm really hungry. Somebody ate a bunch of tamales.
Delicious.
Some people had a peanut butter and jelly they made really quick this
morning. You know what? Should I just bring tamales next to you? Just...
Nobody's going to not eat them.
Should we place an order now? And
frankly, I think we should grab a couple dozen from Evie's and a couple dozen from Nueva León and have a tamale off.
A tamale off.
Yeah. Okay. Know. Hydrophobia.
Fear of water?
Is a historic name for what affliction?
Rabies.
Rabies. Oh. That's what it says here. Okay. Someone's got to explain that one to me.
Fear of water. Because people that had rabies, they didn't want to drink because it hurt so much to do so.
Okay.
They didn't.
What the heck?
You remember that Seinfeld episode where Elaine thinks she has rabies and she tries to drink and she convinces herself that she can't swallow?
I guess I don't. Oh. I don't. Hydrophobia. I guess that makes sense.
Have you guys watched the Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
No.
I've seen
Netflix.
It before.
Is it good?
It's good.
There was a Jerry Seinfeld episode.
It's Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, it is Jerry Seinfeld. That's right.
Okay. And he picks up like a different comedian every time and they go for coffee. Anyway.
Hope it's good coffee.
We'll never know.
The best part is when he takes... Who's the guy who plays the Nazi? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No.
I can see his face.
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes. Yeah.
He takes him to IHOP because it's the International House of
International.
Makes sense.
Oh, my gosh. It was either my 10-year-old or my 5-year-old fairly recently. You know, the silly commercial is like, Dad, can we go to IHOP or pancakes, pancakes, pancakes? I'm like, you just keep saying the word pancakes.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was 10, I mean, we didn't have one in Wilmington, but when I was 10, I was so delighted that there was a place that had chocolate chip pancakes somewhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. Boston Red Sox. Number 9 retired jersey belonged
to Ted Williams.
Frozen head and all. And then right back to the other side of the table, no offense, Jim and Stephanie. Blackhawks, number 9 retired jersey, belonged to?
Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull is correct. I love, by the way, how you get the Chicago
I know, and I couldn't
right
Sid Abel the last
but
time.
Sid Abel, oh my gosh.
Oh.
Thanks for those questions, Charlie B. That was quite fun. Written at the top of the list is Taco Cat. Taco Cat. I think that we totally blew that wide open. That was so awesome. Okay, let's move on to some other questions here. What do we got? Ask the professor questions for the panel. R.E., Fats Domino. Those of us of a certain age recently lost another of our music icons, Fats Domino. Just say the name and we can hear the music. How much does the panel, some of whom may be close to a certain age, know about Fats Domino? Okay, that was very well written. That was written by a lawyer. This panel should be able to answer 70% of the questions. Let's see, that's 9 of the following 13 questions.
Oof.
This is going to be rough.
And what was the topic again?
Fats Domino.
Lordy. Yes. Those of a certain age. Fats Domino sold 65 million singles.
Yes, he did.
The 50s and the 60s. How many gold records? We can extrapolate. How many gold records did he get during that time?
4.
It was actually a little bit higher.
7. 6.
A lot higher? It's 23. 23 gold records.
Kendra would have got it.
I just didn't want someone to go to like 700 or something like that, you know? Let's see. Could you name any 5 of the big Fats Domino hits?
The Twist?
Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
Did he do The Twist?
No, I think that was Chubby Checker.
No, that's Chubby Checker. Blueberry Hill's not what I
mean. Other options are possible, but acceptable only if another prof also remembers it and or the original prof can sing it.
Jim?
Oh, my. This is crazy.
Oh,
no, that's what I got.
Fats Domino. Ain't that a thrill?
Ain't that
a shame?
Ain't that a shame?
Ain't that a shame? Got it. Okay. Yes.
Think.
Hold on, I'm just trying to think. What other?
There's one that rhymes with the second line of the song.
May I have a lifeline to call my dad?
if you get a signal down here.
I believe the very second phrase of the song is "I'm talking."
I'm walking?
I'm walking, walking is the name of the song. You're up to 3.
Okay.
I'm walking.
Yes, sirree. Let's see.
How many are we supposed to name?
Just 5.
We've got 3.
It's pretty good.
I'm sorry, Fats.
Okay, is there any Elvis covers in the remaining ones?
It's a reasonable question to ask.
Because Elvis kind of like purloined quite a bit.
So. Oh, yeah, from everybody.
Yeah.
How about we add the name of a color to a day of the week?
Blue Monday.
Blue Monday. Oh, my gosh, we're so close.
Not the New Order one.
Not about that one.
How about a name of a color with a place that good people are supposedly going after they die?
Heaven.
Blue Heaven?
Blue Heaven is the other one. Okay, so the ones you missed were Jambalaya, Whole Lot of Lovin', I'm in Love Again, I'm Gonna Be a Wheel Someday, I Want to Walk You Home, The Fat Man, I Hear You Knocking. I know that one.
Oh, I Hear You Knocking.
Walking to New Orleans is what we've got here.
What was the last one? I'm sorry?
Walking to New Orleans.
Walking to New Orleans.
Doggone, now you got me thinking Jambalaya.
You just had
sorry.
Tamales. No, okay.
You should go to IHOP. They've got everything there.
Internationally.
Domino used to joke he was as wide as he was tall. How tall was he?
6'3".
No.
5'6".
5'7".
5'5".
5'5". He was that short?
He's tiny.
He's a puny little five.
He was.
Well, he may have been as wide as he was.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what his full name was?
Charles?
He actually shares a first name with the president of the university.
Antoine.
And then there was a very famous French song.
Domino. Michel?
No, his name was Antoine. I was trying to get to Dominique. Antoine Dominique Domino Jr. Mm. Yes.
Was he from New Orleans?
Wasn't he? Or somewhere down
south. So.
Yeah, because he went, I'm trying to remember, didn't he pass away at home?
Let's see.
I'm trying to remember.
It looks to me like the New York Times obituaries had his obituary listed 25 of October 2017, but no location.
Oh. I could swear it was at home or something. He went home.
Domino dropped out of school at 4th grade, and he took up a job. Hint, this would have been around 1937 or 38. This job doesn't really exist anymore.
It's a porter, a Pullman?
Really, really important. Actually, a porter is really close. He was helping carry something that was important back then for your fridge.
There's a Sherpa.
Oh, that was important back then.
Yeah, he was an Iceman.
The Iceman.
He did die at home. I remember seeing a news thing on it. And he had a bunch of family that lived in the house with him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In 1947, Domino married Rosemary Hall. How many kids did they have together?
7.
They had 8. all of their children
named George
had names that started with the letter A. And without saying any boy or girl sort of stuff, let's see if you can name one of them.
Albert.
Antoine.
Antoine the Third. Mm-hmm. Okay. They also were Anatole, Andre, Antonio, Antoinette, Andrea, Enola, and Adonica.
Adonica? Adonica, I like that.
There's no way that any of them ever got called that name. You won't remember.
Hey, you.
You just call, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you, kid. Use.
I have friends of our family who have a daughter named Nola, and they said that they saw it on the sign when New they Orleans, went and had their Louisiana. Honeymoon in New Orleans, Louisiana. There are a lot of people with variations
well,
on
it's
Nola.
It's like Novi,
yeah,
number exactly. six railroad stop.
That's right. That's right. In 1949, Domino signed a contract with Imperial Records. Sounds like Star Wars. What was unusual about that contract?
He was the only one? He was the first one.
He got something in the contract that people at that age as performers did not get.
Oh. Royalties?
Royalties, yes. Other than that, it was all one-time purchases,
huh.
Which is kind of a big deal for
yeah,
that time period.
I would
period.
Say so.
Good for him.
That worked out well for him.
In 1956, Domino had his biggest hit with a song recorded by Glenn Miller's Big Band in 1940. What was the song? You already mentioned it was the first one that you said, Jim.
Blueberry Hill.
Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill.
You got
oh,
it.
Now wasn't who's
didn't Elvis cover that too?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember who's was it? Richie Cunningham? Was that one of his like?
Oh,
yeah, didn't
Blueberry
he,
Hill?
Yeah,
really?
Didn't,
yeah,
didn't he like
something
sing that
on Happy Days?
Yeah,
yeah.
I swore he had like some
anthem.
Or... Yeah, like I'm riding high and you'll sing that or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was.
Well, question number 10 is, in what TV show about four high school friends growing up in the late 50s did the characters break out into Blueberry Hill often?
There you go.
Okay, so, Happy Days. Okay.
Anticipating the next question?
Jeez.
Double credit. Double credit. Domino chose to live in only one city because he said it was the only place he liked the food.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yes, the greatest food city in the United States, as far as I'm concerned. Holy smokes. We're going to New Orleans in a few weeks for the ACS meeting, and I'm kind of dreading it and kind of thinking...
Yeah. You just have to make sure everybody comes back up live.
Right. Well, how about this? I'll just put it this way. The meeting starts at 8 a.m. Central Time Sunday morning, and Saturday is St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, so where are you all staying?
At the Embassy Suites across the street from the convention
center.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you'll be, you aren't too far from...
Yeah.
The action.
Rue Bourbon.
Yeah, Mark and I were just down there with Olivia's godparents
right.
not too long ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't it just fun to see those young minds? Their eyes just go wide as they walk by Larry Flint's place or something.
I don't know.
Daniel Steele lives.
It's fun.
Oh,
you'll
right
have a good time. You'll
I think
have a good
we're
time.
Looking forward to it. But first, now, we must say goodbye, Heather.
Goodbye.
Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Bonsoir.
See you all.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu, tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor today is produced and directed by Michael Jason. And our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.